This is the John Oakley Show podcast.
All right, we soldier on. You know, it's interesting, this Admiral Mark Norman case that some people perceive as being settled last week by staying the charges, which just means there's a year before they decide that they're either going to proceed anew or they lapse. That'll be post-election, by the way. The whole imbroglio, though, has us wondering on the heels of the SNC-Lavalin affair if the people in charge are really operating some kind of subterfuge and a government that is somewhat less than transparent and unaccountable. This has surfaced now. Whether Canadians will care going forward or it's just, you know, flies right over them and it's only a concern to policy wonks and other such. Well, it was interesting because Jocelyn Bamford, who we've come to know as the founder of the Coalition of Concerned Manufacturers and Businesses of Canada, wrote an op-ed piece in Sun newspapers saying, after Norman, we need to ask, what's happening to our country? Which is an interesting question for sure. Let's get Jocelyn in here to ask why she feels this profoundly and passionate about it. Jocelyn, good to have you on the Oakley Show as always. Let me get around to what you call the most disturbing scandal ever in Canada. I mean, that's pretty serious stuff. I mean, do you feel that way?
Absolutely. You know, I've been watching this as it unfolds for the last couple of years, and so very disturbing and should be disturbing to all of us here in Canada. And I certainly hope it doesn't fly under the radar, because this is so profound. It goes to the core of our democracy, and that is that the justice system ought not to be politicized, and we shouldn't be able to go after people that, especially politicians, should not be able to go after people that they perceive have embarrassed them. And that's exactly what happened in this case. And it absolutely disturbs me to the core, especially someone so distinguished as the Vice Admiral Norman.
Yeah, you say the system politicized. I'd even go one better and say it's been weaponized. See, that's the distinction. When you weaponize that, that's all kinds of sinister motivation behind that. But let me then get around to, I'm kind of curious just why you're bothering with this now, whereas before, every time we've spoken, it's usually to do with business and the impact on manufacturing in the province, so you've deviated.
Right, and typically, you know, we like to stay in our swim lane, but I was so profoundly disturbed, and I'll share with you why. When we first started the coalition back 2 years ago, and I am from, as you know, from Scarborough, which, you know, we're blessed that we have such a diverse culture out here, and there are so many business owners, particularly in Scarborough, that came here from oppressive regimes. Some of our members escaped Idi Amin's regime. People have left very tyrannical regimes to come here and start a better life and start their business. And some of these folks, when we first started the coalition, said to me, Jocelyn, you know, you need to be very careful because the government can ruin you. And I was like, nonsense. This is Canada. This stuff doesn't happen here. We're okay. We're allowed to bring our concerns about policy publicly. But now that I see the Mark Norman case, I wonder to myself, is that really the case? Have we become a banana republic whereby people that speak out against us can have their life ruined? And what did they do to this vice admiral? And, you know, your readers, some, or your listeners, some of them may not recall the case, but this was a case where the vice admiral allegedly leaked to the public that, and to shipbuilders, that the Davies contract that was awarded to Davies from the Harper government might be reevaluated. And in Ottawa, where there's tons of leaks on everything, they decided that they were going to go after Mark Norman and charge him.
Yeah, the second highest ranking member of the Canadian military, and they said he was the one responsible for the leaks when there were 73 people pretty much in that inner sanctum who knew about things.
Right, and so my understanding is both the, you know, there is alleged influence by both the Privy Council and the PMO's office.
Well, Wernick, who was a guy in charge, we remember him from SNC-Lavalin, did write a 60-page memo to the Prime Minister, but this kind of stuff was buried because the defense couldn't get their hands on it. All these shenanigans from the federal bureaucracy and the PMO and the PCO all were stonewalling or obfuscating. And so, yes, this compounds the whole issue leading up to the staying of the charges. Let me just move through it quickly. Jocelyn is with us, Jocelyn Bamford, the founder of the Coalition of Concerned Manufacturers and Businesses of Canada, voicing her concern over what she says is, I guess, a serious lapse in the rule of law and how we comport ourselves here in Canada. We should hold ourselves to a higher standard. And it looks like the shenanigans that were involved in the Mark Norman case, as well as SNC-Lavalin, but let's stay on Norman, don't augur well going forward. So, you know, with the RCMP then being mobilized to investigate Norman, and Norman specifically, they didn't investigate or ask any questions of Harper Conservative ministers who were in charge at the time that the tender was let, I guess, to the Davy Company in Quebec City, correct?
Absolutely. And what's so concerning is Vice Admiral Norman had a very distinguished career, was well-respected, and the fact that they could destroy his career, leave him hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt, which originally they refused to cover his legal fees.
Yeah, which goes against the pattern usually established for people serving in the bureaucracy or the military.
Absolutely, and then disgrace him. Imagine what he's been going through for 2 years, the stress on his family, the stress on him personally, and all because, allegedly, he has embarrassed the government. And if they can do that to someone so distinguished as Mark Norman, what prevents them from going after me or you or any of the listeners out there that voice their concern about policy? And if we allow this to go forward, we just give permission not only to this current government, but for every government that follows to be able to do this to citizens that voice their concerns on policy. And this is, we should never allow that. This needs to be punished, and we need to make sure that our politicians follow the rule of law and that we are allowed to speak up, because that's the hallmark of our democracy. And I am so profoundly disturbed by this, and everybody listening should be as well.
You might anticipate a CRA audit anytime soon, Jocelyn.
Absolutely. What could they do to a small business owner like me that doesn't have the power of an influence? And that should be a concern to everybody. It's just so disturbing. And we need to teach our politicians that we expect them to follow the rule of law, and we expect them to be able to take criticism against their policies.
Well, maybe the RCMP should be investigated as to why they triggered this whole thing, or at least were doing it at the behest of some political masters, allegedly. We'll have to see how this plays out, you know, because I was wondering if Canadians still care enough about this, or they just move on to the next thing in the news cycle, and this is not something that will continue to resonate. It's sort of an open-ended question. Jocelyn, I'll let you go on that note. Hopefully, you know, we still do get some answers. I know there are several inquiries or investigations pending. I know the Conservatives were asking for such, and the NDP too, along with the Conservatives. Always good to talk to you, Jocelyn. Thanks so much for your time.
Thanks so much. And let's teach the politicians that they need to treat us better, because if we don't, we deserve what we get.
That's what they say. You get the government you deserve. Jocelyn Bamford is the founder of the Coalition of Concerned Manufacturers and Businesses of Canada.
Thanks for listening to the John Oakley Show podcast. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe for free at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and anywhere else you get your on-demand audio.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.